Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Open lines 248-539-9797. Kang, we did not get your thoughts on a couple of things here. Let's start with the Lions' performance yesterday. What did you think of the 34-10 win over the Cleveland Browns?
You know, it didn't seem like they played that great, but you looked up and you never were worried about they're going to lose.
Nope.
You know, and then you look at the stat sheet, like they're dominating. You look at the scoreboard, this thing's going to get out of hand. And I think I feel the same way as players, and I'm not a player. Like the locker room talk, they always talk about that things could be better. They could have capitalized more. I agree. And it was still 34-10. And that's a sign of a really good elite football team is what it is. Trevor Nowoski is one guy that stood out for me that, you know, next man up mentality. Mm-hmm. They really do have a deep linebacking room and maybe a defense as a whole, cause they're going to need it with the secondary going down right now. Cause Alex Anzalone said in the locker room after the game, when Kirby Joseph had to lead the game, he said he felt good when Avante was out there. And so he feels good about everybody around him. And so I'm hoping we'll see with DJ Reed and Terry and Arnold that they still feel good when the other guys are stepping in. So I thought the defense stepped up. And the two other things that stood out for me were the tackles for the Lions. The fact that Myles Garrett, you'll never be able to completely contain him. But the fact that Jared Goff was not sacked and the pressures they did get on him, Goff was able to move in the pocket to get the pass off mostly. Except for, I think one was like, you know, a wobble. One was a duck, but that was it. I thought that stood out.
What was the stat about three consecutive games without a quarterback sack?
First time in Lions history since they kept the quarterback sack statistic since 1982.
Okay, so we were talking about four games in, trends and concerns that have gotten either blown up or they're starting to become evidence that they won't be a concern. One is the pass rush. The Lions actually lead the NFL in quarterback sacks. Two is the offense without Ben Johnson and Frank Ragnow. Lions score more points than any team in the NFL. Three is the interior of the offensive line. That, the first time since they've kept the stat, the Lions haven't given up three consecutive games.
Yeah, add to that that they have they average the fourth highest rushing yards per game.
Dude, I mean, it's and all that in spite of the stinker in week one, mm-hmm. where they just got, it felt like all of those concerns were on display, yeah. like all of them. And now you turn around and you go, okay, Cleveland, actually, they kept Flacco more clean against Green Bay than they did against Detroit. Micah Parsons didn't have a sack against Cleveland. Aiden Hutchinson had two. And you credit the Browns defense because what they did to Green Bay, holding them to 10 points. Lions put up 34. And it's really, really weird. I mean, Green Bay, after week one, people are like, oh, they've passed Detroit. Have they?
I don't think the Browns game was the trap game to worry about. I think Green Bay losing to Cleveland was huge. this week, and I think this is part of why Dan Campbell said we didn't play all that well. I know the scoreboard, it's a win, we'll take it, wins we'll take, but we didn't play that well. We all know it. We got to be better. It's because they're playing Cincinnati this week. And because Cincinnati, I mean, they're really not much to look at offensively now with Joe Burrow being out. They've got other injuries to deal with. I think that's where it is. It's a shot at the guys saying, we got to be better. Let's not overlook who we have. And my early take is they're going to destroy Cincinnati.
Do you see the point spread on that?
I haven't.
Kang, have you seen the point spread, the early point spread?
I have not.
What do you think it's at?
12 and a half.
Wow, that's a huge number. I'll go, man, I'll go 10 and a half because it's the NFL.
It's 8.5.
All right, yeah. It's tough to get a double-digit spread in the NFL, man. But I was going to go there because...
I'll take the double-digit disco this week.
Go for it, man. I mean, we could all see it for sure, but it just...
Well, I mean, that's the line's to cover, right?
Yeah, as far as Vegas is concerned, though, they always like to, you know... It takes a lot for them to give double digits.
It's crazy, but I mean, we've forgotten...
Lions are double digits against Cleveland.
We've forgotten, you know, in all those years of the Lions losing, we haven't forgotten. Just a reminder how many times the Lions would lose a close game. Oh, but it was close, but it was close. And I remember Terry Foster, who was always teaching a young Doug Karsh, every game in the NFL is close, Douglas. He called me Douglas. And Terry was more right than wrong. I realized after saying it, you know, for years, oh, but they were close, that it wasn't getting them anywhere.
Yeah, when you realize there's like 10 one-score games on your schedule every year.
Yep.
Hey, you know what?
And so the difference. So here we are getting a minor bit nitpicky about a 24-point win over Cleveland is probably borderline ridiculous. But just ask Green Bay how, you know, being nitpicky over a win over Cleveland. 248-539-9797. Back to your open line calls. We go to Dave in South Lyon. You're next here on 97.1. Hi, Dave.
Gentlemen, how are you doing? Big fans.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I wanted to weigh in on that, the post celebration in the Tigers locker room. But I do want to have a side comment to that as well. Listen, it's been such a rough ride these last 6 weeks. What's that old line? The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand the mindset. You got to do something. What was your alternative? You go in there with the whip. I mean, it's been rough. They've been grinding and it's kind of been a free fall. So I don't have a problem with that. But Doug, you did say something. Hey, listen, did you think that you're okay with them celebrating because they did what it took to get to the postseason? From a technical standpoint, yes. I mean, you have to win so many games, okay, and they won the bare minimum to make it in. They had to do what they did to put themselves in a position to have the tiebreaker against Houston, okay, so they did that. But as far as September goes, as far as them doing what it takes, I don't know. It was almost a free fall, and it was more of some of these other teams didn't take advantage of this colossal failure. So as a season, yeah, you got to win, and they did do what it takes. But, man, they kind of got lucky with some of these things. One or two games here with some of these, you know, it could have gone either way. And I don't, you know, doing what it takes, I have no problem with the celebration for the morale factor. But,
Well, hold on, Dave. These are two different, completely different topics. Like, celebrating is one thing. As far as what they blew, they blew home field. They blew the division. They blew a first-round bye. And now, dwelling on those things now, if you're the Tigers, doesn't do you any good. In the offseason, when it comes to diagnosing what the problem is, who needs to be replaced, what the solutions are so stuff like this doesn't happen again and they only get better moving forward, are critically important. In the moment of time that was clinching the division, I think celebrating was appropriate and a smart thing to do because they got to try and win games now. They have to do what's going to make us feel better or what's going to make us try to recapture the magic from a year ago when they ended up winning 4 playoff games, and I hope they get that opportunity again and take care of business. But what all that stuff that they blew is not to be dismissed.
No.
But it gets addressed later. I mean, it's not like they can go out and do anything about it now.
Yeah, now's not the time to worry about that.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. That's somewhere. But I was going to ask you this. I just didn't have especially towards the end as this was going, a good feeling about this team. Obviously, none of us did as we were doing the slide. I honestly thought that they were going, no matter where they fell, not thinking they were going to be a wild card, I thought that they were going to be a one and done, okay? Because if they get the bye, they're probably going to be playing a higher caliber team. Either way, I did not think they were going to be getting the higher, I thought they were going to be one and done. Now that they have the wild card, though, okay, and I know the track record recently with Cleveland has not been good, but I actually feel that, like, this is a series we can win because we can go in with the Scooball Mize, and it's a shorter, it's a shorter amount of games, best of five. I actually have a better feeling that we might win one where previous to this, I did not think we were going to this season.
Fascinating. I don't. Because if they had gotten the first round bye, that means they probably played well down the stretch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I kind of hope that what you said it in the crosstalk. They are due. And in baseball, where things are very streaky, and maybe that's not a big thing to hang your hat on.
It's not.
But there is something to be said for how teams look unbeatable and then they look bad. Not for these extended periods of time. This is a long time of looking. They look authentically bad. But somewhere in this group of this collection of players, there is much better play because we've seen it for almost a full calendar year.
Yeah, I would look at the Tigers, speaking to them in a room, I would say, okay, postseason, this is what we got right now. This is what we deserve to get because of how we played. Now that that's over with, Cleveland's in front of us. Here's why we win. We win because we have Tarek Skubal going in game one. We know Tarek's going to give us the best chance to win. We also can win because in game two, whether it's Jack Flaherty or Casey Mize, let's just say it's Jack Flaherty. Flaherty, his last two games against Cleveland, he only went 4 1/3 his last outing, and he gave up 3 earned runs. Before that was 5 innings with 1 earned run. Jack Flaherty can pitch against Cleveland. Before that was 6 2/3. He gave up 3 earned runs against Cleveland and 6 2/3 in a game that the Tigers lost. Now, they haven't scored runs for these guys, obviously. In fact, in the 3 starts that Flaherty has made against Cleveland, they lost 7-0, 4-0, and 5-1. The pitching was good enough. It's up to the lineup to get the job done. Now, Skubal may be like one of these guys can go give you 9 innings of shutout baseball and hopefully 1-0 and it can happen. I'd like not to lean on that and see if the Tigers can actually score some runs, but it's up to them to score the runs. The pitching should be there. That should give them a lot of faith going into it. Okay, we got to have their backs because we know that they're going to be good. We got to do something about it.
So, oddly, in Vegas, I just looked at FanDuel. Betting the Tigers to win the series, actually, Tigers are favored. Can you believe that? Tigers are minus 112. Cleveland's minus 104 on FanDuel right now. Does that make sense? Does that seem surprising, Kang? Why would the Tigers be favored in this series?
Skubal's one answer.
Yeah.
That's one game right there, right? And you know how, like, when you're up in a game or when you're up in a series, the percentages are always dramatically in favor of the team that it's up?
Yeah.
I think the Skubal factor probably puts the Tigers over the edge as far as a 3-game series is concerned.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned before, Skubal has 4 starts and his ERA is, like, microscopic because he's given up 4 earned runs in the 2 earned runs in the 28 innings that he's pitched. Casey Mize has made 3 starts against Cleveland this year. His earned run average is 2.08 in 17 and a third innings of work, he's given up just 4 earned runs. And he's got 18 strikeouts during that time. They've got the pitching to beat Cleveland. So do you have the
Detroit,
hit?
Detroit, are you confident? No?
I don't know how confident I am.
Yeah.
But because I think it comes down to one thing, can you hit or not? And I mean, that's baseball. It always comes down to, can you hit? I don't know if their bullpen is going to be good enough to hold on to a lead. But again, looking at Cleveland's lineup doesn't scare me except for 2 guys. And those 2 guys are awfully scary. Hey, so they just get it done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.